Yes. Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
That's right. That means it's way too early Wednesday.
Uh-huh. It is. Look at this hair.
It is way too early, especially for you.
Yep.
I'm very sorry about your hair.
Dealing with a little congestion. My throat's killing me.
Right?
But I'm right. Here.
Not doing so well right now.
Ugh.
And my husband was up all night. So I didn't sleep that much either.
Great.
Awesome. The best.
Brody's been sick for, I don't know, what feels like forever. I think he's slowly passing it off to everyone.
That's so sweet of him.
Yeah, that's how he does. That's how he does.
Yeah.
That sucks. Kelly's crazy sick.
Yeah.
Congestion-y stuff?
Yeah, and...
from being in the really, really cold?
Right, I don't know, yeah.
It's snow?
No bueno, that's for sure. It's
I have
not
less
good.
Sympathy because he got to go snowboarding.
Oh, he didn't go snowboarding.
He didn't go snowboarding?
No, he didn't.
What?
Right. And so I was like, you're not going to take anything?
What?
No, I would have gone snowboarding.
Anyways, it's way too early Wednesday.
It is.
And we want to help you wake up.
We do.
We really do. I've got some stuff on my mind to wake me up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't have anything, so just post. Facebook.com/myaesthetic radio.
Let us know what you want to wake to.
We have some stuff already, so...
Really?
We'll get to it.
All right.
I don't even know who that is, but I assume by the throwing up noise that it's not good.
No, I didn't make a throwing up noise. I was just shocked already at the comments that we've gotten. We're way too early Wednesday this morning. Those are some requests.
They definitely are.
So, we have not. Jed asked if we talked about Demon Hunter yesterday.
We didn't.
We have not had a chance to talk about that. We need to talk about that for sure.
Yes.
So maybe we'll do that.
It's on the plan today.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been Instagramming.
Yeah.
Trying.
My wife and I, we've decided, I'm going to take a break, bro.
Okay.
Gotta take a break.
This is for static.
No, I know. Saying, I need to.
Okay.
Just get amped on Instagram. Get amped on Instagram.
Get amped on Instagram.
My wife gets mad because I posted a photo and like 3 minutes later it had 50 something likes.
I know.
She was so mad.
No, it's story of my life. Same here. I can post the same photo as my husband or close to, mm-hmm. maybe even better, and he'll get way more likes than me.
I don't know about better. He had some good photos recently.
Recently.
Yeah.
But that's just recently.
Okay.
And there's still not more likes than him. And he has less followers than me.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Maybe it's because he posts meaningful stuff and you post pictures of cats. Oh, burn face.
Rude.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah. So anyways, way too early Wednesday. Let us know what you want to hear. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get your requests in. I want to open up the morning with this. This song has been in my head for days.
It actually is mine too.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time.
I love it.
It's really good.
Brand new stuff from Josh Carroll's It's Cynicism. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Demon Hunter. Heartstrings come undone. Static Radio, good morning. You know.
I do.
Little known fact. That was put together at Studio 150.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I did. I just forgot about it.
Back in the day when Ethan Luck was the guitar player for said band.
Now he's
we
drummer.
Took him over. Yeah, drummer for Lion K. We took him over to Studio 150 and said, brah, let's throw down some jams.
And then he did.
Yeah, they threw down a few, actually.
Exciting.
Yep. So, happy Wednesday, everybody. It is way too early Wednesday.
It is. Happy
some of
Wednesday.
Us are excited. Some of us, not so much.
It's a little bit too soon.
How was your evening?
It was awful.
Now, before we start talking about this, we have to let people know. Spoiler alert.
It was awful. It was the worst. It's Matthew.
That
he's
sounds
not
terrible.
Understand.
Stand by. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey.
Is it Cousin Matthew from Albuquerque?
Cousin Matthew. Why would you do this?
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't call in at 6:10. I called, but there was no answer online.
Oh, sorry. I was consoling my co-host. Yeah.
Oh.
She watches that show Downton Abbey. Do you watch it?
No, never heard of it.
Ah, yes.
I'm in
her favorite character's name?
There is a fake tragedy.
Cousin Matthew.
There's a real fake tragedy. His name is Cousin Matthew, and he's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love him.
That's a coincidence right there.
She's sure laughing at your sorrow, Mitch.
Why would he be sorry? Why would I be sorry?
At your sorrow.
Why?
He's laughing at your sorrow.
Why would I be in sorrow?
Because you finally caught up to Downton Abbey.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So, Matthew.
Oh, my goodness. How are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. I don't know if Mitch is going to make it.
I wasn't even going to come in today.
She actually texted me last night saying she was not coming in today over this stupid show.
Whoa. You don't know about the show.
So what can we do for you?
Well, this morning, guys, I'm going to have a song request put in. I'm trying to think of a song I could use. Let's see.
It is way too early Wednesday, so you can get those song requests in.
You should call it Way Too Early Song Day or something.
No, Way Too Early Wednesday.
Let us pick the names
Wednesday.
Of the segments.
Okay, guys, let's
keep it,
see.
Keep it with
Fall Goliath Fall by Project 86, and I want to give that out to my bus. Guys, I ride bus 1271 for LBJ.
1271! What? All right.
I'll talk to you guys Thursday, okay?
All right, buddy.
Have a nice day.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Goodbye, Cousin Matthew.
No.
Goodbye. So for those who watch Downton Abbey and are not caught up, you should just stop listening now.
Yeah, now's the time to turn off the radio for at least 5 minutes.
So I've known about this for weeks.
Yeah, I don't know why you would even... What?
So I'm at the Super Bowl, and all I know about your stupid show is your favorite character is Cousin Matthew.
Yes.
You love him.
I love him. I love him, and I fought for him from the beginning. I was like, no, Cousin Matthew is good. He is good. He's a good guy, and he knows what he's doing. He's going to bring some order to this place, Downton.
What is this show even about?
Well, not about Cousin Matthew anymore. Whatever it's about.
Oh, were you really distraught?
I couldn't even... So the entire time for the finale, I'm tense because I know someone's going to die.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking for signs like, who is it? Who is it? And then it gets to the last 2 minutes. And I've convinced myself it's not Lady Mary or Cousin Matthew. I've convinced myself it's not them because they're still alive. And then the last 2 minutes show up and he's driving in a car and I pause it. I just paused it. I knew because I knew exactly he's in a car. Like, what other way? Right? He's not sick. He didn't get the Spanish influenza.
Wow. Static.
Well, good morning. Is it way too early Wednesday?
It is.
That's very nice.
Yep.
Well, we know what to do from here, don't we?
Yeah, we need to get some requests. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. What would you like to hear?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could hear a little something from Haste the Day.
Haste the Day.
Do you still have the remains of their music on your station?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be very special. See, because I was painting my scooter, like, yesterday, and the fumes were very strong, see, and it gave me a little bit of a migraine. And I feel like if I hear some Haste today, that always makes me feel so fine.
Ah, yes.
I really think... That's not going to help your fumes.
We will absolutely put on some Haste today.
We will, but I think you might need to just take some ibuprofen, drink some water.
Well, I really love you guys.
We love you too.
Yes.
Bye.
All right, bye, little one, everyone.
Yeah.
All right. We also got a request for some more new stuff. Is that what it said?
You know what? I can deal with that.
All right.
Because that's all we got, some new stuff.
A couple weeks ago on New Music Tuesday, we premiered a new song from a band called Leagues. Front man of said band, Thad Cockrell.
That's right. Oh,
love
yes.
Love this dude.
Thad.
Oh, yeah. In 3 minutes, Wet Newsday.
Yes.
But to get you there, some more new stuff. The band is Leagues. It's called Spotlight. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Leagues Spotlight. Static Radio.
Good morning. 6:30 now.
That's right. It is 6:30.
It is Wednesday.
That's right. What time is it?
It's Wet News Day.
That's right.
Breaking news. 10 pounds of pot was delivered to the North Seattle store of Kmart.
What?
Seattle police have seized a neatly packaged load of marijuana after employees reported it had been inexplicably delivered Monday to the Kmart on 13200 Aurora Avenue North. The pot was wrapped in garbage bags and packed with packing peanuts and pages from a Korean newspaper that had been soaked with cleaning fluid. Delivery information on the package indicated it was originally shipped from Los Angeles to a Philadelphia address, but the 10 pounds of pot never made it to the intended destination, so that was the return address.
The return address was Kmart?
Yeah.
Wow. I got nothing.
Yeah, this is just crazy.
That's just weird.
Can you imagine?
Man.
Like, I'm pretty sure we don't sell this.
Oh, I haven't been in a Kmart since I was like 8 years old, so I wouldn't even know if they do sell that or not. Is that still bad? Okay.
Breaking news. An ordinary Valentine's Day outing ended in bloodshed for one Illinois man after his girlfriend allegedly bit off a large portion of his tongue.
Oh my gosh!
When he went in for a kiss. According to prosecutors, 51-year-old Elaine Cook of... and her 47-year-old boyfriend of 10 months got into a lover's spat after returning home on Valentine's Day. Cook eventually asked the unidentified man to leave, at which point Assistant State Attorney E. Riley says he put on his shoes and headed for the door. Before leaving, he made one last attempt to patch things up. He told her they should stop fighting and went in to kiss her, and that's when she bit off a large portion of his tongue.
Gross, man! Oh, lesson learned. Just go.
Mm-hmm. Just leave.
She
needs
just,
space.
Yes, dude. No kiss and makeup. You can kiss and make up later. Well, now you can't. That's just... Oh!
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Awful!
Doesn't that, like, not grow back? Like, aren't you immune?
I don't know. After that? I don't know how that works. I'm going to be sick.
Breaking news. Police officers in the West Midlands could be in the doghouse after a police dog apparently filed a witness statement. The brief statement on behalf of police dog Peach read, "I chase him. I bite him. Bad man. He tasty. Good boy. Good boy, Peach." The statement was signed at the bottom with a print of the dog's paw mark.
Oh, wow.
It was reportedly written in response to a barrage of requests from the Crown Prosecution. Barrage? From the Crown Prosecution Service for an account from PC Peach on a crime. Officers are said to have become frustrated after they continually told the CPS that Peach was a dog.
Wow.
But it seems the joke report may have consequences as the force is now being investigated.
That's pretty rad.
I like that.
I love that one. I want to see the actual, like, note.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah. Well, you have the actual note?
It's just this crappy picture.
Oh.
It's but not the dog. Thing.
I wonder who, like, wrote that. It looks like a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I...
chase him.
C... H. No, H.
H.
It's a really smart dog.
Like? Yeah.
Really, really smart dog.
For real.
It's amazing.
Breaking news. Pittsburgh leaders are seeking a Homeland Security grant to purchase a new hovercraft for river rescue crews.
Yes!
Because we have enough money for that. Not...
it's Pittsburgh. They may. You never know.
No. Officials said the hovercraft costs about $100,000 and would be used to glide across ice or shallow waters to rescue people in tough spots.
That's important, bro. That's important.
No, it's not.
They need that.
It's not important.
I will chip in for that. If
would
I
you?
Get to drive it.
No,
yes.
Exactly. You'd chip
I will
in
totally
like
chip
bucks.
In. I'll totally chip in if you just let me drive it. Just once.
I don't think so.
Fine. One more?
Sure. Breaking news. Dynamite in your apartment is a bad idea.
Oh, man.
A drug bust led to an unexpected evening out for everyone living in an apartment complex in Canada. Police discovered 10 sticks of unstable dynamite inside the apartment. Not a good idea.
Well, yeah. At one, you just found out your neighbor's a drug
also,
dealer.
Also, driving around with a grenade is a bad idea.
Oh my gosh!
Even if it's a dud, keeping a grenade in your vehicle can get you into a lot of trouble. But Jared Priddy didn't seem to mind as he cruised around California with a short-barreled shotgun and a dud grenade in his truck. The cops did, however. However, the cops did. That should have been phrased differently.
They just phrased it poorly.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so no dynamite, no grenades, no landmines, okay? No missiles.
And if you do, just don't get caught.
Oh, my gosh. Leave. Just go. I understand you're distraught. You're not yourself this morning.
You know what? Nothing matters after last night.
Wow.
Nothing.
You gonna be okay?
I guess.
Breaking news! My co-host puts way too much stock and weight behind a simple television show. But not just my co-host, two-thirds of American women who have now pulled their funding from PBS over a dude dying on a fake show. Really? Really?
You don't understand what he did for all of us.
I saw one of the funniest things ever. It was a meme last night, and it was a guy.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is. This is tragic. It's another character on PBS, on Downton Abbey. And there was a gun to his head, and it said, "Donate now or another character gets it." Because apparently they're just killing everybody on your show.
Yeah, they killed my two most favorite characters.
Yeah, well, they're losing funding now, which is hilarious because PBS doesn't even make it. It's like a BBC show.
Yeah, it's
PBS
a masterpiece.
PBS is just carrying it right now.
That stinks. It's not even their fault. And it's on, like, what got me through the last 2 minutes of that episode was the fact that he chose not to renew his contract. Which means they had to kill him
off. They had to, because I was reading an article, and apparently it would have gone against Matthew's character to leave Mary.
Yes.
Because he was so in love with her.
He
it wouldn't
loved
have made
her.
Any sense, and it would have gone against his character. So
exactly.
They said, well, then you gotta go.
Exactly.
And he took the last train to Clarksville.
No, it was a car.
It was a car.
Took a car. They're in Britain, so they're in England.
Yeah.
So there is no Clarksville. There isn't the Clarksville. It's in Tennessee.
There's cars. And he was in his car. He's driving, and he's like, yeah, is that a baby?
So inappropriate.
Yes, I'm dancing in my car, you know, and you're like not paying attention because you're dancing. He had his iPod.
He didn't have, no.
He was listening
to 1921.
To Free Fallin'.
1922.
And he was just, and I'm free! He's just so excited.
It's the 1900s.
Just stoked he just had a baby.
It's the 1900s.
And he was just amped.
He was.
He was like rocking that dubstep.
Nope, he was just driving
was
with the top
great.
Down.
Whoa, 1921, you hit the top down?
Yeah, I don't know if there was
or there just probably wasn't was tops it? Yet. They hadn't invented tops.
The tops yet.
Ah, yes. Okay. Sorry. Sorry for your loss, Mitch. Sorry.
No, you're not.
You're right. I'm not at all.
You don't understand.
I told you weeks ago.
You really don't understand what
Nobody
I went
Nobody believed me.
No. Why would I believe you? No.
It's way too early Wednesday. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
I've walked with the kings and I've marched.
Freaks! I heard the voices too!
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
What? Yep. 6:56 now.
Yes.
On your Wednesday.
There's some important things to get to.
That Regina Spektor goes out to our dear friend Hurricane Shane, whom I love.
Did he want to hear some Regina?
He wanted to hear some Amberlynn, but we were already rocking Amberlynn, so I said, hey,
I'll play.
Let's do this too. He loves that song, as do I.
Me too.
Except it's sad. It's really sad. It's really, 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 really sad.
You got some good points.
It's really, really, really
Stop
sad.
Stop it! Why are you doing this
it
to me?
It reminds me of this time I just found out I was a father for the first time and I saw my beautiful child. So I jumped into my car with excitement and swerved out of the way of an oncoming car and went over a cliff.
Is it you?
Ben died.
Is it you? Because... That's sad.
It happens. In the 1920s.
But if it's...
When there aren't seatbelts.
If it's just you, I mean... I don't love you like I love Matthew Crawley.
It's okay. You're gonna be okay.
I just don't like that you're doing this to me.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Because I really hurt, like...
It's just hilarious to me that you put that much stock into a television show.
You know what? So do...
It's a TV show!
So do, I don't know. a lot of other people, PBS continues to grow its Downton Abbey audience.
Okay.
I guess Sunday, the season 3 finale, originally broadcast in the UK, and it pulled in about 8.2 million viewers.
That's pretty
good.
That's
a 50% improvement from last year, last February's 5.4 million.
Okay.
That's a jump of 300,000 from January's season opener.
Wow. Okay.
Crazy.
So about 8 million people are watching the show.
8.4 million.
8.4 million people watching Downton Abbey. Oh, yes. It's so incredible.
I just don't.
Awful. It sounds boring. What
it's
do they
not,
do?
Why don't you watch
are there
it?
Are guns? Do they fight?
Yes, there are guns,
action?
Actually. They shoot, yeah.
Really?
They hunt.
They get like muskets? Because it's
hunt.
Like the old days?
Yeah.
They're like the.
It's not
do
like
they have duels?
1700s. Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are there sword fights?
Probably.
Is there tea?
There's lots of tea.
Is there?
They drink. It's England.
What else would
there's
they have
still
in England?
Tea over there.
Do they play cricket?
Yes. Two episodes ago, they played cricket. They had a cricket match.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh man, did they have scones? That's how Cousin Matthew died, huh? He was eating a scone and it was so dry it got caught in his throat and he died. Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
Today's going to be that day where I just want to punch you. You're ruining Downton for so many people.
Further seems forever. So cold. Like I was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I just heard about this. It's pretty interesting.
You know, we're selling our house, and my house keys are in the lockbox, you know, for mm-hmm. the realtor people
yeah.
and all the home inspector people and all those people. So I have a garage door opener. It's like, okay, I got to go through the garage. But I don't have house keys.
To get
therefore, in. I lock the door when I leave.
Uh-huh. And so it stays locked.
And yesterday I totally forgot. Yeah, because I keep it locked. I got to keep the house locked
So you
locked
were locked
up.
Out of the house.
I locked myself out of the house. So I got home after like 9 hours of working without a lunch yesterday. I was like, oh, dude, I'm going to make that pizza that I got from the frozen pizza. I love frozen pizza.
I know.
I'm going to make that frozen pizza that's in the freezer. I can't wait. And I got to the door and almost like ran my face into the door because I went to turn it and it didn't turn. And I kept going and realized, oh, cool. But it was a science fair. So my wife was at work. So I sat down on the floor.
I just
concrete.
Cried.
I wanted to. And then I woke up on the cold concrete. Because I had fallen asleep.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe it was out of like exhaustion and lack of food.
Yeah.
Dude, I got in the house finally and I ate an entire frozen pizza.
You ate the whole thing?
I ate the whole thing. So I don't know if it's like, you know, when you're not feeling well or whatever, you have like that.
Just really angry.
Yeah. What's comfort food?
Yeah.
I ate a whole pizza yesterday. I just spit. I'm sorry.
I didn't.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
So anyways.
Did you bring your keys today? Are you going to be locked out of the
house? I'm good.
Okay.
I figured it out.
I know that I have to remind you things like, hey, Otto, Swipey, you got all this
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Chrissy's got that too. There's a list.
For my husband, whenever we leave the house, there's a list. It's like, hey, got your glasses, contacts, you can see, your wallet. Keys.
Yep.
You got everything, your phone.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
That's how it is for me too. I pat every pocket with a little dance. Okay.
Yeah.
There's the keys, there's the wallet. Okay, phone, good! All right. We're good. Let's go. So, the temper trap, where do we go from here?
Well, from
that's the name of the song.
7:34 and we haven't done traffic.
Oh, yes, there you go.
What are you doing?
The remix.
It was terrible. You should probably work on that.
Yeah, sorry.
There's bridge repair, Montaño Northwest at Culture. There's also road construction reduced to one lane, Unser at I-40. Right lane is closed, Third Street Northwest South at Marble. I don't know how that works. So it's going. Hold on.
So it's the northwest side of Albuquerque, but the street is traveling
south.
South. That makes
Can't
sense.
Can you also go north?
Or is you it, could be in the northwest area of
it's
town
a
and still travel
third,
south.
Third Street is a one-way, right? Okay, so I'm getting this. I'm directionally challenged. So the fact that I have to do traffic every day is the worst thing ever. Road construction, left lane is closed. Manal between Morris and Wantabo, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Ocena Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505- 338-3669 now. Coming up 8 o'clock, we've got Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. I'm excited. We got a bunch of shoes.
We do.
And socks.
This was so cool. Yesterday, we got these.
Yeah, a listener brought in a bunch of shoes, a bunch of socks. So, excited for her to come in. So we can hand those over.
That's right.
But yeah, she'll be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. But first, gotta talk about something.
Can I just sing the song? Ready?
No.
As long as you love me.
So here's the deal.
I'm not gonna listen to you if you're...
As long as you love me.
Justin Bieber in the news. In fact, Justin Bieber in a bit of a tip right now.
Something like that.
How is it that your band and my band are somehow at odds with each other?
You know, girl.
Oh, man.
We both know.
Do I have to turn this off?
I'm singing to you.
Do I have to turn this off?
I'll take my chances.
Oh. Okay, cool.
Okay, so Black Keys, go
yes.
for it. Tell the story.
Well, apparently, a Twitter war between Justin Bieber and Black Keys drummer Patrick Carney is happening.
And I have to admit, it's kind of funny.
The pair got into a verbal tussle on Tuesday on the Twitters. Thousands of Beliebers, just like you, Mitch, have since bombarded Patrick's page with threats and insults.
Ooh.
Come on a talent scale, let's be honest, bro. Patrick Carney?
Hold on.
Destroys Biebs.
Have you seen Biebs play the drums?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cute when he was six playing the drums.
Have you seen him play now?
So apparently what happened...
Let's go back to something right now. I don't think you can really talk about talent because I think they're both very talented.
Here's how it started.
Yes, because it's really funny how it started. Go.
It's
go for it.
Funny how it started? It started after Justin Bieber tweeted, "The Black Keys drummer should be slapped around. Ha ha."
Oh, okay. Well, I was just talking about...
That's how it started.
What I saw when I came into the picture, when I came into the scene, I was like, what's going on? I just see Black Keys drummer.
Oh, yes. That was hilarious. So, apparently Justin tweeted that. No clue why. I don't know. I guess he was up in arms over comments that Patrick made to a TMZ paparazzi.
Paparazzi. Yeah.
After the Grammys, they asked Patrick if Justin Bieber should feel snubbed by the lack of Grammy nominations. And Patrick's quote was this. Quote, "He's rich, right? Grammys are for music, not for money, and he's making lots of money." End quote.
Wow.
The drummer, whose band took home 4 awards at the Grammys, told TMZ he should be happy. He's a gajillionaire.
It looks like it's over now.
And he's technically not really a musician. He's just kind of a money pop music guy.
Yeah.
So, Bieber tweets that, and of course a bunch of Beliebers go after the Black Keys. And my favorite was that Patrick changed his Twitter name to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He replaced his photo with a picture of Justin Bieber rocking his hipster frames, which is actually similar to what Patrick Carney normally wears. And he started tweeting as Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He said, quote, "In order to give you guys full swag, I've changed my stage name to Justin Bieber. I love you all. I need to get my beauty swag. Swag you guys later." I love this dude. Carney even tweeted a photo of Justin Bieber toothbrush with the caption, "About to swag my teeth." I think that's amazing. I think that's incredible.
One of his Twitter things said, "TMZ threw a camera in my face. Justin Bieber said he wants to slap me. His fans call me names for days. I mocked it. Didn't ask for it."
Yeah. I'm just saying. He is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing!
I thought it was really funny because it was like a little child feud. You're like, oh, this is cool. Remember high school when this happened? That's funny.
Black Keys have got to be one of my favorite bands. Those guys are really rad. I saw, was it 2020? I can't remember. They're still like back home boys.
Aww.
Grew up in a little town. hanging out with their parents.
Right.
They went back to visit their parents and their high school and everything. In fact, producer of the year went that direction. Let's take a phone call. Static!
Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
The Black Keys are amazing, and you guys should play that song again with less talking on top.
Well, we're kind of already playing it, but we're still talking.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know. I want to hear the Black Keys. You got me all excited. I already missed the temper trap. You got to do something for me.
All right. There you go. I love you,
all right.
buddy.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
All right. Bye. It's my nephew, Corey.
Oh, okay. I was like, you really? Wow.
Love that guy. He's an amazing dude.
It's true.
Dude's talented.
Cool.
Really talented drummer. More talented than Bieber. I'll tell you that much.
As long as you love me.
Here's the thing, dude.
He knows how to
Patrick
make money.
Carney was asked a question about whether or not Bieber should be sad about his Grammy snubs.
He could have chosen not to answer that, honestly. As long as you love
Justin
me.
Justin Bieber's making a gajillion dollars off of teenagers like you.
Wow, wow, wow. Wait a second. I'm 7 years past teenagehood.
Yeah, I know. But you act like you're 20.
Keep it together. 7 million people in the world.
You're 25. That's how old you are. Because that's how old you act.
Whatever.
So you need to remember that you're actually 25.
Can we wait until
not
we
25.
Get... Wait a second. Can we wait until the rap part comes up and then you and I can sing it together?
I don't know what
because
you're
you
about.
Know it. Because that's
about.
So crazy that you know
stand
it.
Stand by.
We can be homeless. We can be broke.
Okay, that's enough of that.
No, 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 it's not.
So Biebs, little feud with Patrick Carney. From the Black Keys, does anybody really care?
Of course people care.
Thousands of Beliebers cared because they bombarded Patrick's page with threats, with insults, which is lame because it all started when Bieber tweeted that Patrick Carney should get slapped. That dude's got so much influence. He mentions Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay, I think here's the thing.
On Twitter.
Yes.
And 34 million downloads later.
He needs to watch his language because he can. He obviously controls about 3 billion girls.
It's scary how much influence Justin Bieber has.
Yeah.
He seriously makes a comment about something, 34 million people buy a single.
Oh, I know.
He can turn anyone into an overnight sensation.
It's crazy how influential one person can be.
I don't think this will have any effect on the Black Keys.
No.
You know what I mean?
It won't.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy. You bring up a really good point. How crazy it is that girls just listen to him.
Yeah. People need to be careful with that dude. Need to knock it off.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm talking to you, Mitch.
I thought it was funny.
Uh-huh.
I heard about this and I laughed because that's funny. Ready? Go ahead. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and sing it.
Traffic!
You're just copping out. You know the entire rap.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know the rap.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's road construction. Wantabo at Central as well as left lane is closed. Manal between Morris and Wantabo. Right lane is closed. 3rd Street Northwest South at Marble and that same bridge work. Bridge repair Montaño Northwest at Culture, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission and good news. Everybody who feels like they're sick of their job, turns out your job may be making you sick.
It's true.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Us.
Oh, man. On the way back.
Trust.
We'll return with some Black Keys.
A couple things I can't spell without you.
Now I'm on top of the world. Because that's just how we do.
You used to tell me sky's the limit. Now the sky's our
point of view.
There you go.
Yeah.
High five.
I'm not high-fiving that.
High five.
Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
That's right. Do as the big voice guy says. Log on. Check it out. It's good stuff there.
It is.
7:49 now. Static Radio. Good morning. We're talking about the Black Keys and Justin Bieber in a feud. Had a really good idea.
Okay.
505-338-3700. Static.
So back to this Bieber and Keys thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you should just start a Facebook group called the Carnivores and see if we can get, outnumber the Beliebers. Because
I
joined that group, and I think we could find a lot of other disparaged drummers and other people to join it.
Dude, I am so down with that.
That's really funny.
The Carnivores.
That's right.
Amazing, man.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Was it just me, or did that guy have, like, the raddest radio voice of
his
all time?
His voice was like butter.
He should call back and just do the rest of the show.
Yeah, can he just call? I want him to call back right now, and we can just talk to him. I think we just fell in love over the phone.
Why do we let him off the phone so quickly?
I don't know.
It's great.
I didn't know we had the same mind.
All right. Well, coming up in just a few, we'll have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission also going to give you some good reasons why you may need to stay home from work. Apparently.
Also, T-minus 1 hour, Shuck Therapy Live.
That's right. It's coming up at 9 o'clock. You can actually get your questions in now, studio@mystaticradio.com, if you'd like to send us an email letting us know what's going on in your world. We got Pastor Nate Heitzig coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Shock Therapy Live. It's our one-hour call-in show centered around you.
That's right.
And, yeah, 1 hour away. Awesome.
Yes.
One of my favorite hours of the week.
It's
love
really
it.
Fun.
So, getting back to the music, the band is called Death and a Cure. When it all goes south. Well, when it all goes south, that's when you email us.
Yeah.
So we can hang out with
studio@mystaticradio.com.
That's right. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Rocket Boys.
Because they are the best. That's like our anthem.
It really is.
It's Static.
Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is Wednesday, 8 o'clock hour, which means time for our dear friend Teresa to hang out with us.
Good Welcome. Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's exciting to be here every week.
Yes. It's exciting to have you every week. And it's
I agree.
It's exciting when we get to give you gifts.
Yes.
So we had a listener come in yesterday and bring boxes of shoes.
New shoes
and socks. Yeah.
Exactly so, what you guys need.
That's exactly what we need.
We were pretty amped. So, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, if you don't know about the Rescue Mission, well, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you.
And for those who, you know, may be tuning in for the first time or just don't know about the mission, tell us a little bit about what you do with the community.
Well, we're a homeless shelter, but we're more than that. I mean, we take care of the homeless and the hurting, and we feed them and provide them shelter. But we're also restoration. So we try to get people off the streets permanently through our year-long program. So really, the restoration program is the core of the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
There it is. And you guys right now have a winter shelter open. We're praying.
Yep.
We talked about this last week. It's open from November to March, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been talking about possibly extending that.
We would love to do it year-round.
Yeah.
We would love to.
It's a big task. With the winter shelter, you guys feed people at the Rescue Mission, which is in the downtown area, and then bus people to the winter shelter, which is actually
on the west side, right?
Every
day. Yep.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shuttle them to the winter shelter, shuttle them back to the Rescue Mission. And right now it's just November through March. So what needs to happen in order to make that a reality for you guys?
The mayor.
Okay.
The city owns that property.
Okay.
We run it for the city.
All right.
So the city would have to make a decision on that.
Really?
So we'll pray.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So we need to pray that, God just continues to shine upon the Rescue Mission, show you guys favor, the mayor would see this as a good idea, and you guys would get that.
Yeah.
Can people write letters or, like, support or, I don't know. You're like, maybe not that. Maybe not that. I'll call him real quick. Hold on. Let me just call him. We're bros. We go way back.
Yeah.
So, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Steve and Mitch.
Good morning.
What's up?
How you doing?
Can't complain.
Huh?
Can't complain.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got a question for Therese.
Yeah.
I'm with a denomination here in town, and we do an event every year called Feed the Need.
Uh-huh.
And it's where, like, 10 of our churches, 12 of our churches from our denomination, we all get together downtown at two different churches, and we feed people on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's really to expose all our kids and our youth groups and stuff to the reality of homelessness and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was crazy. We did it. It was the Sunday before the Super Bowl, so there was no football games going on, anything like that. And it was really warm. I mean, our attendance we've been doing this about 12 years now, and this year our attendance doubled, where we usually saw like 110 guests at each site. This year we saw close to 220. And I was just wondering, is that, I mean, the warm weather, we were wondering if that's what caused it, or is there just, is there a huge growth in that population of those who are hitting your, the rescue mission and stuff like that? Is it just grown that much, or was it just kind of out of character because of the warm weather? I mean, what's going on with homelessness here in Albuquerque?
It's really growing. We're seeing a lot more women and children. We serve 270,000 meals a year, and we saw an increase over what we generally feed in January of 11,000.
Wow.
So the need has really gone up.
Yeah. And as the economy is where it's at, that adds to the homeless situation, but it also adds pressure to the rescue mission because you guys need funding.
Yeah.
And help with everything you do.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, man.
Hey,
thank you.
God bless you. God bless you so much, because I know a lot of the people that we see, they're like, we got to be out of here at 4 o'clock because we've got to get over so we can get a place at the rescue mission. So I know you all are doing great things because they're running from a free meal to go be with you for the night. So God bless you and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, God bless you and you keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. You'd like to ask Teresa a question. That was nice.
Yeah.
So you guys feed the homeless 6 days a week, two meals a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast and dinner. And as he was talking about, the rise in the homeless situation in Albuquerque, the numbers are increasing.
Yeah.
The donations are decreasing.
Yeah.
The food supply is decreasing. I'm stoked that we got these shoes, though. What can we do as a community in Albuquerque? How can we be praying? Practically speaking, what can we do?
Practically speaking, we do have our event coming up, Easter weekend, the foot washing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we give out new socks and shoes to women, children, men. You know, we need all sizes of socks and shoes.
Okay.
And so this is a real blessing that somebody brought these in.
We got seven boxes of new shoes here.
And new socks.
And packages of socks, which is just incredible. Yeah,
this
we got this box yesterday and I was just blown away.
This is
so
great.
We here at Static Radio, we're a drop point for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Mm-hmm.
You come in every week and and hopefully we get to hand you gifts every week because this is absolutely amazing to see. People stepping out and saying, all right, cool, I want to help out.
Yep.
Because what you guys are doing is amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So inspiring and encouraging.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. How can maybe youth groups get involved? You know, we had that gentleman just call and say that their church comes together with a community of churches in Albuquerque. Do you need that kind of volunteer help? Because
we do.
Yeah.
We do. And you can come and serve breakfast or dinner any day of the week.
Okay.
Right now, actually, we're serving on Sundays.
Oh, cool.
So people could volunteer on Sunday afternoons.
Okay.
To help serve meals. That would be, you know, a great activity for our youth group.
Yeah, I like that. I like how the gentleman who called said that they do that to raise awareness and, you know, to show their youth.
Isn't that wonderful?
This is what the situation is like. This is a reality.
Mm-hmm.
They're not shying away from it. And, yeah, it'd be good to get out there and... I'll tell you what, you volunteer once, it'll change your life.
Yeah.
It sure changed my perspective, you know. And so, yeah, get out there, check it out. All the details, abqrescue.org. That's abqrescue.org. Or, of course, 346-HOPE, the phone number. That's
346-3237.
Just you tell them, Mitch. You're way better.
473 or 468?
It's 4673.
You know that one.
Oh, dang.
Yes. 346 HOPE.
Just HOPE.
Just spell HOPE.
Yeah.
Hope.
Like as if you're texting.
Yeah.
HOPE.
I have hope that one day I'll actually remember the numbers.
4673.
346-4673. And as always, Teresa, thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Of course.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
As long as you guys are doing what you're doing, we'll continue to be a speaker for you guys
thank you.
To get out there because it's important. I mean, the homeless situation in Albuquerque just continues to grow and grow. And we as a people of believers of Christ are called to help those.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I think this day and age, we just kind of go, the government will take care of it.
Yeah.
But the government is not
taking care of it.
Yeah, and they're not called to take care of it. It's our responsibility as a body of Christians to take care of it. So thank you for what you guys do. You guys, you are out there every single day helping those who need that hope, who just need Christ and see Christ by your love through a meal, through a smile, through a hug, through clothing, through whatever means you guys offer to the homeless in Albuquerque. So thank you so much for what you guys
thank
do.
Thank you.
All right, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, 346 Hope. Or abqrescue.org. It is 8:15, which means...
No, okay, I'm not ready.
Time for traffic.
There is bridge repair on Montagna Road, northwest at Culture. Also, that construction work reduced to one lane under at I-40. There's also road construction closed due to road construction first at Lead. And three lanes are closed on Southern at Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And on the way, going to be talking about your job.
Ah, yes.
What it's doing to your body.
It's ruining you.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Vinyl Thief, Faces, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. We are T-minus 30 minutes away from Shock Therapy Live. One of my favorite hours of the week.
Send in your anonymous emails if you want to keep them anonymous. You don't have to. Studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, if you don't know what Shock Therapy Live is, it is our one-hour call-in show centered around you. Centered around... what's going on in your life? And if you have personal question, maybe you're dealing with something, maybe you're dealing with a relationship, maybe you're dealing with an addiction, you just need some advice, some help. Pastor Nate Heitzig, myself, we'll be hanging out with you coming up half an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to be answering those phones.
You can send us your emails to studio@mystaticradio.com if you'd like to keep them anonymous. Or, of course, you know, phone lines will be open. Give us a call then. Or Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now
is the moment we've been waiting for.
We gotta talk about something. What? Your office job is turning you into a zombie.
No! I was waiting for isn't there a scream in here at some point?
At some point. Bad news, people.
I know.
Bad news, you have a really good job. It's, you know, helping you pay bills. It's actually good news, you have a job.
Right, exactly.
But according to a new study, your office job could be killing you. I don't know. At least these dudes in the UK. I don't know if that's really true.
Just what they're saying.
I don't know if it's really going to... I'm actually pretty stoked that I have a job, so...
Have Mythbusters...
I don't know.
Tested it.
I've got some things that you can do to help out. How's that? We'll come up with some practical reasons or ways how you can avoid, you know.
Okay, so tell me how my job is killing me.
A zombie.
First.
Well, sitting at your desk all day, for one.
Okay.
Sitting for lengthy periods, apparently it's pretty terrible for your body. Aches and pains.
That makes sense.
Least of your problems. It can lead to an early death, actually. I know. You're at higher risk of muscular skeletal disorders, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and more. Even if you work out regularly. Doesn't matter if you're sitting at a cubicle for hours and hours and hours.
That's so scary.
When the show... Dude, we sit for like 4 hours.
I know.
And then we get up from here and walk into the door, the office next door, mine.
And then we sit.
And then we sit and we plan out tomorrow's show. Or we do production.
We come back. And then we sit.
Which leads to a few other things. Endlessly staring at a computer screen.
Oh, no! That's what I do all day!
All day. Even though your computer screen doesn't give off radiation, the strain from staring over long periods of time can actually cause harm to your vision. Though the effects are temporary. You can also experience headaches, migraines.
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff.
I was told that you're supposed to... like, focus on blinking a lot when you're looking at a screen. And also,
That'll help.
Like, whenever, like, you have a moment to look.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you're staring at a screen, not a person. That's just weird.
Okay.
But then, like...
I'm just gonna...
Yeah, okay. just... It's gonna hinder your work process. I can't. So I can't look at you right now. So,
I feel like I'm in a rave. Like strobe lights going off, like, but it's just my eyes. Is this affecting my eyes?
Yeah, it's really gonna hurt you. So what you do is you look at the computer screen and then you look a little bit, something that's farther away. And then farther away, then farther away, and you just like, and that's like to strengthen your eyes. I don't know if it's true. That's what I heard.
That's practical. That helps. How, what about sitting at your desk all day? How can we practically,
You know what you need to get? You need to get one of those chairs that's like the woo, and like, it like works out your abs. And so you're moving the entire time.
That doesn't, you're still sitting though.
Actually,
you're
I saw that on an SNL skit, so I don't know.
I was gonna say. I wonder if you could like, if you could stand, maybe, and tight. You could do a little dance. Yes.
But then you're standing and typing, but you have to bend over because you're your desk, so you, then you have back problems. Right?
I don't know what to do then.
Maybe when we have a break, we don't go sit in the break room. We just go take a walk.
You know those motivational meetings to get people excited about a company's mission?
Yeah.
Apparently, according to this study, motivational meetings are bad!
It doesn't help if it's filled with people like me who are like, they're just saying that to make you
Employers
happy.
Host team building exercises or motivational meetings, but research has shown that forcing people to feel positive for something that they're unsure about can actually, quote, highlight how unhappy they truly are and ultimately make them even more depressed.
Aww. That's really sad.
That is really sad. So stop going to meetings at work. I'm just kidding.
Will do. Noted.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. You have to attend the DJ meeting.
Nah, okay? I don't have to.
Right. 505-338-3700. If you have some practical advice on how to
stay alive.
Overcome. Yeah. Apparently this is bad. Alive. Working for over 10 hours a day. Research found that people who work 10 hours or more every day have a 60% greater risk of a multitude of cardiovascular problems, including heart disease. Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's like a big problem.
I know. So what, can you take a longer lunch?
Yeah.
Not
yesterday,
work 10 hours
yesterday
a day?
Was double lunch day.
What does that mean?
I mean to take two lunches.
Ah, yes. Because we could totally afford that.
Yeah.
Lack of productivity here. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
So I work at Sandia Labs.
Oh, okay.
And they have an entire group called the Ergonomic Assessment Group.
Wow.
That does an ergonomic assessment to make sure that the monitor, the top of the screen should be right between the center of your eyes, just, you know, at the bridge of your nose.
Wow.
Yeah. Then they have special chairs that you can get that'll actually, they call it the skeleton chair. That looks like a spine.
No way.
And they can, yeah, and it can adjust so that it supports the right spine.
These are unbelievable
things. This is at Sandia and...
Sandia Labs, of course. Come on, it's the labs. Of course you guys have all the coolest technology. That's, are you kidding me?
They still don't let us take naps in the afternoon, though, after lunch.
What? Oh, darn. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're... Yep. I mean, I wouldn't want to work there.
Honestly,
then.
I'm not going to lie. I am in the middle of, like, hey, that's really cool, and kind of angry that those people work, that there's a job position for that.
That's a great position. That's a great job right there.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, their philosophy is that they can avoid workplace injuries, you know, I'm trying to think of the wrist disease that basically it brings about rheumatism and arthritis and whatnot from typing on your keyboard. If they can prevent that, that saves them in their overall health costs.
Now, which brings us to the next one. How often do they clean your keyboard?
That's up to the individual, and I work in my role. I actually reapply stuff, so when somebody doesn't need their computer anymore, I find somebody to use it, so we're not buying new computers. Some people clean it on a daily basis, which is really good. Other people, you have to call the hazmat team to come get it.
Just
walking around.
Yeah. That's actually the next on the list. Keyboards, breeding ground for bacteria if they're not kept clean. Microbiologists found that keyboards can have up to 5 times as much bacteria as a bathroom.
Gross.
Oh, the things that come out of them, you're like, what were they eating?
Yeah, E. coli.
Yeah.
Found. Both commonly associated with food poisoning, obviously, E. coli and coliforms. Also found on keyboards regularly. Yeah. Just saying.
Just saying. And mice.
Oh. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Take care.
Enjoy your really awesome job. I didn't do anything with my wine.
No.
Oh, we have stools that don't even have backs on them.
Well, they don't have a back on it because we ripped it off because it was falling off. So we just like took the liberty and just ripped off the entire thing.
Clean your keyboards, people.
You have to sit on it a specific way.
I think I need to start cleaning this mic. Dude,
okay,
smell this.
No, I am not getting near that mic.
I can smell my mic.
That's disgusting.
You know it's bad when I can smell it.
Look at it closely.
Good news for our job. Another downside of, you know, your office job destroying your body. Being really, really bored can actually be harmful for you. I don't think we ever have that.
No, we don't have a boring moment
here. There's never a dull moment at the station, but boredom can actually shorten your life, according to this research. A study from the University of London, University College London, showed that those who complain of boredom are more likely to die young, and those who report high levels of tedium are more likely to die from heart disease or stroke. It also puts you at higher risk for workplace accidents.
What's tedium?
Oh, this is tedious work.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm going to go take a quick break and drive my car off a cliff, cousin Matthew!
No, stop it!
So anyways.
Sorry, everyone.
This one I'll never have to worry about. Typing too much.
You can't type.
I got to be honest, I suck at typing.
Yeah.
I'm the worst.
I don't understand. You do that. This is your exact... This is it.
Yeah, I just...
You make... No. You don't use your pointer fingers at all.
Yeah.
And, like, hitting the space bar is like, focus.
So what I'll do, I gotta be honest, I'm not a typer. So instead of writing an email, it would take me, I don't know, 7 years because I'm seriously...
Move. Let me do
it. The worst typer in the universe.
Yeah.
Half the time you'll do that, and the other half will... I'll be right back. And yeah. I'll just walk over to their cubicle. Hey, bro. Hey, sorry you're busy. All right. Check this out. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. Done.
Half the time, it's just funny that I'm responding to your emails.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. If you get an email back from me and you don't like it, Mitch wrote it.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. That's the way I'm going to do. So your office job, apparently, could be, destroying you. Also, it could be providing for you and your family, so you have to have it.
Get over it.
Excessive amount of typing is well-known cause of carpal tunnel syndrome, which is a painful wrist strain that can go up your arm. Dun, dun, dun. I'll never have that because I can't type. I'm the worst.
That's good.
Last on the list, eating fast food for lunch. Because, you know, you got to get a quick lunch.
Quick lunch.
Only one place to go.
Eat real fast.
The Golden Arches of Destruction. Static!
You guys still talking about your work killing you?
Oh, yeah.
So my sister works for BP, and she has this program, her computer. Lady pops up about every 45 minutes, hour and a half, something. And it says it's time to exercise.
No way. If you click
on it, it gives you this, like, 5-10 exercise.
That is awesome!
Awesome.
That's... I want that job!
No.
What are you talking about? That'd be rad, little computer person. Like, yes!
You only have to record that once.
I'm just saying. That's pretty legit. I like
that. It's pretty cool.
There you go.
It's pretty cool.
You guys have a good one.
You too. See how positive that dude was? Exercise. We gotta do that. We gotta set our alarms now on our phones. And every what was it, hour and a half?
I'll send you little calendar updates.
Hour and a half during the morning show.
Jumping jacks
or something. Push-ups.
Push-ups.
Can we do push-ups? We can do sit-ups. I bet you we could bend the mics down far enough that we could do sit-ups.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to lay on this floor, though.
Oh, that's okay. We can do it.
I'm just saying. Bacteria,
can
bro.
Can this music be playing the entire
time? We're trying
time?
To, like, build up immunities, I guess, so we could lay on the floor and do the sit-up things.
Yes.
Because there's probably so much dust on this here floor. I can't remember the last time many of us vacuumed in here.
Oh, yeah. I vacuumed my office the other day. I don't think that had been done since the beginning of this office.
Between Twinkies and all of the bacteria in here, I feel like we're just building up immunities.
We are.
We're going to outlast cockroaches.
Oh.
Just saying.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Coming up in T-minus 18 minutes, Shock Therapy Live. You can get your questions in now, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. We'll open up the phone lines then. And a reminder, you can also anonymously email us. studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll keep it anonymous. And that's coming up here in just a few. On the way back, we got some Amberlin. We got some Civil Twilight. More of us!
That's right.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.